The COVID-19 pandemic created waves of unprecedented change across K-12 education. While many districts took their first foray into virtual and hybrid learning to respond to the immediate needs of their communities, established virtual and hybrid programs throughout the United States have brought innovation and flexibility to students and families across the country and around the world. In order to discover more about what made these programs a success and what their leaders had to learn along the way, the Learning Accelerator spoke with a number of these schools to capture, codify, and share their stories with the field. In this episode of the Learning Accelerator's Beyond Brick and Mortar podcast series, we're going to hear from Steve Kozakowski, CEO at Virtual Learning Academy Charter School, or VLACS, about the strategies, resources, and insights this exemplary program has used to make their model a success. VLACS is a nonprofit public charter school in New Hampshire that serves a population of 10,000 full and part-time elementary, middle, and high school students. K-12 students who live in New Hampshire can attend free of charge, while out-of-state and international students pay tuition. Full-time students pursue a VLACS diploma that is approved by the New Hampshire Department of Education. During the pandemic, VLACS was the go-to solution for most New Hampshire school districts seeking a virtual learning option as an established and respected leader in customized online learning. Students enrolled at VLACS are offered a flexible education that allows them to choose when and where they take their classes, customized according to their interests, talents, or passions, from a mix of asynchronous courses, projects, experiences, team collaboration, and internships, as well as dual college high school options through eStart and SNHU, AP courses, and competency recovery courses. The charter school purchases most course curriculum from two providers, Florida Virtual School and eDynamics Learning. All full-time students at VLACS work closely with an advisor who offers them support at school by serving as a student's advocate, counselor, coach, and primary contact for families. One innovative strategy used at VLACS is the incorporation of student badges. Students can collect badges or micro-credentials that allow them to demonstrate skills in career areas they're interested in exploring further. This system allows students to show their qualifications on a smaller scale than a full diploma or degree, while also demonstrating a clear understanding of career-specific knowledge as they complete internships, apprenticeships, or post-secondary education programs. The badges support deep inquiry of a career or field, while simultaneously allowing students to explore new skills in a variety of fields at a surface level.
The kids direct when, where, and how they learn based on their needs and their interest and talent. So that means if they prefer a traditional online course, which most do, they have that option, but they control the pacing. They are in control of their calendar. They're in control of where they learn. And not just because of mobile devices, but if they want to learn English by working side by side with a copywriter, they can do that. If they want to take part in projects that we've developed, they can do that. In addition to that, we, over the past few years, have added over 100 badges in career areas that kids can explore. They can go all the way from just meeting virtually with an engineer or a lawyer or whomever they want to either virtual or on-site job shadows. It can be internships, which are usually face-to-face. And each of those badges, the curriculum that supports it, allows a student to either be kind of shallow and just kind of cruise around, or they can begin to specialize. And if they really want to specialize, the curriculum can lead them to a point where they're ready to sit for an industry certification. So for the kids who say, you know, I want to get into coding and I want a certification and I want to go to work, you know, I'm not even sure I want college at this point, then we can help them.
The school employs certified counselors to serve as advisors during a student's entire time in the program, a cornerstone of the VLACS experience. Students and their families say they have a close relationship with their advisor, despite not seeing them face-to-face.
We hire certified counselors who serve as advisors, and they're with the kid through their career at VLACS, whether the kid is with us for 6 years or 1 year. And they really get to know the family. They get to know the student very well. We had one mom comment that, gee, I feel like it's almost a second mom who's, you know, kind of the academic mom and is really looking out for my kid and really helping them and guiding them through. Other than the last 2 years, we've always had face-to-face graduations. It's an option for kids. Kids graduate anytime during the year. As soon as they meet competencies, they graduate. But for probably around 60 to 70% of the kids, they come to the graduation. And, you know, when they see their advisor for the first time in a face-to-face situation, usually they fly across the room and hug one another. And you can tell a relationship is already established. It's just they haven't met that way. And of course, the families already know them very well. And a lot of our advisors and our teachers will say that they have a deeper relationship than they did when they were in the physical space, because they really have the time to get to know the family, you know, and the family usually invites them in. I mean, much like I can see your background and what goes on. If we met all the time, we'd probably get to know each other's family members and, you know, pets and whomever else was running in the background. And that's very different than being in a face-to-face situation. So a big piece of the VLAX experience for a full-time kid is going to be that advisory piece.
VLAX staff write and create competency and discussion-based assessments for students taking courses from off-the-shelf virtual providers. Discussion-based assessments involve verbal conversations between a teacher and a student, allowing the student to demonstrate their understanding of key concepts and important vocabulary. These assessments are usually scheduled a few times per course per semester, leading to insightful academic conversations or chances to remediate.
Most of our courses are off-the-shelf courses from Florida Virtual, eDynamic Learning, Corone Fitness. I mean, we have, I think, 6 or 8 different providers. When a course comes to us, the first thing we do is write the competencies for the course. Next thing we do is we identify competency assessments. And then we also create something we call discussion-based assessments. And they're usually set up according to Webb's depth of knowledge so that, you know, there's a progression that an instructor can use. Every single competency includes a discussion-based assessment. So that can be anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes, sometimes more. It's not really a final exam, but it's a place where the instructor can find out if the student has met competency or not. So in some cases, it becomes a teaching tool, because if I haven't met a competency, then and the instructor realizes it soon, it's going to be more about remediation and what additional resources does the student need to access. And so it can be one-on-one instruction, whatever it needs to be. In the case of a kid who's been successful, instructors and students will often say it's just a cool discussion, and especially if the kid has really enjoyed that competency. It's just two people talking about a topic that they both like. So there's no set number of competencies, but the way it works out is per year, you're going to see anywhere from 6 to 8 to 10 to 12 competencies. So there's a discussion at the end of each competency with each student for every single course or every single credit. That's a lot of discussion, and discussion that doesn't necessarily take place or could take place in a regular setting.
As the world reeled from the COVID pandemic, more students and families sought out high-quality virtual and hybrid education than ever before. Even as brick-and-mortar schools have opened their doors once again, virtual and hybrid learning has underscored its role in K-12 education, opening up new opportunities for students to experience the high-quality education they deserve. VLAX was a go-to resource for New Hampshire students seeking virtual learning over the last 2 years because of its reputation as an established and respected leader in customized online learning. By offering hundreds of badges for students to display skill mastery, a top-notch advisory system, and using discussion-based assessments to evaluate competency, VLAX is upholding its mission to use the latest technology to provide their students with anytime, unlimited access to a rigorous personalized education that helps students learn today, graduate tomorrow, and prepare for the future. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Learning Accelerator's Beyond Brick and Mortar podcast series. For more resources and stories from real-world practitioners and leaders, explore other episodes in our Stories of Learning podcast.